Yo, new victory lane, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? We are back in the trap house with the gang. We are talking about Liz is feeling an energy in the air in New York City. It might be due to the Knickerbocker success. We're going to talk about that. Rainy thinks that words used to mean things. Why are y'all bastardizing our slang, young white folks? You know what I'm saying? Older white folks, be white. Why does no white people want to be white? We get to the bottom of it because Donald Trump is out in the Middle East trying his hardest to be down with Busta Rhymes and Ron Browse, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? We're going to get into all of that type of stuff and more right here on Victory Light. There's so many topics that we're going to cover, and it's all going to be sexy. So stay right there, because if you don't, I'm going to come to your crib and I'm going to kick your window in.
A Victory Light. Victory
Light. Y'all saw a YouTube video of the guy that did the violin section for the thong song?
Oh my God.
Bro, and he was breaking that shit down. He's just like, yeah, I mean, Cisco called me into the studio and he had an idea. And then he asked me to play something, and then he started humming a melody, and he's like,
DJ Esco brought me into his studio.
Yeah.
Dang. The song's actually inspired by his 56 nights in prison.
Yeah. That was a funny shit too, that Future documentary, when they showed, they were like, yo, my engineer, he'd be with me everywhere. And then they pan over and it's this like chunky white dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and like a dusty ass hoodie with mad like pilling on it and shit. I was like,
yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a DJ Esco looking nigga with like crazy mohawk
Yeah. With mohawk of locks and
yeah.
shit.
Like, and like a bandana and shit. Like, yeah, nah, bro.
I'm surprised they got a fucking Future documentary. That's crazy.
That's great.
Have you guys Netflix? Seen this thing where, I can't tell if it's true or not, he's like a quarter Korean?
Yo.
Who, Future?
Yeah. Yo.
Probably.
Do you guys see it? Like, I never thought so, and then I saw it, and I start to see it now. Like,
yo, low key, now that you said it, I keep thinking of like the picture of him and Meryl Streep side by side.
Yeah.
He does look a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's something else. There's something
I can
else.
Say it.
Yeah. There's a little extra sauce in that mix, you know? Like, you know when you get the ramen, it got the pack of flavor?
Yeah.
You got that little pack of flavor.
Bro, he's 5% Nation's wet dream. That's he's like, look, if you see Future's phenotype, he is the original Asiatic man.
Original Asiatic black man.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh shit. He's everything AZ ever rapped about. Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah. He's Hassan Campbell's sleep paralysis demon.
Oh, that's crazy. Yo, word to my mother.
Yeah.
Yo, when I'm able to move, where the mama smacking the shit out of
Meryl is wildin'. It's also Meryl's motherfucking birthday. Yeah. That's what we gotta start the show off with.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's Meryl's motherfucking birthday.
Yes,
man. Happy birthday, bro. Thank you. We appreciate
you. Yeah, man. Happy birthday for real, bro. And we got you a little gift.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
What?
We got you a little gift, baby. Just straight up.
Wow.
Right off the top. You know what I'm saying?
Open it now?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. If you want to, sure. Right.
If you want, you might as well.
Let's see what's in, bro. Shit.
Yeah, man. You know, we had to hold you down.
Okay.
Also, it is a particular shape for a reason.
Oh, okay.
Not saying it's a brick or
it's
anything.
A square.
We would never do that.
This shit is a square, bro.
We never do that, but
we would never give you drugs. Not on air.
You might have to dance on it though a little
you
bit.
You know what I'm saying? A little something. What the fuck is this? Okay, I'm gonna dance.
Would you mind describing what you're unboxing right
I'm
now?
I'm unboxing for right now for the audio heads right now. I have just taken a very well wrapped, you know what I'm saying, situation, and now I got a box, and it says it's a cardboard box. It's rectangular in shape. It's a little heavy, you know what I'm saying? I hope there's a firearm in here.
Suspicious creature.
There's a ghost gun. It's just mad parts. It's just mad 3D printed parts.
Oh, it's a 3D printed Glock.
Let's see what's in there. Yep, you gotta open it.
Oh shit, bro. Oh man, yo, look at that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? For yo, for the audio game. This is Bring Your Kids to Work Day, which also happened to be the episode we had Zoran Mamdani on, the future mayor of New York. And my kids are going to put this on their refrigerator in their dorm rooms and be like, yo, I knew him, bro, before the corruption scandal.
Yo, I knew him before the Fed charges.
Yo, thank you. This is mad beautiful, bro.
Yo, God damn.
Y'all are mad thoughtful. See, like, when I be getting gifts and shit, I'm like, yo, get me like a chain, You know, but y'all be giving thoughtful gifts.
Yeah,
bro.
It's because you're rich.
It's emotional,
and that's what rich
not
people.
Like,
oh yeah, I just bought you a $17,000 fucking ring.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm broke, baby.
I
ain't got no
now
money.
You gotta, what was that? Yeah. He said, I'm broke, baby. Why did he, like,
I ain't got no money. Paid it for?
No, I have. Oh. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, why did he go, I'm broke, baby. He, like, shook his arms in front of him. Like, like, was he trying to shake change out of himself?
Yo, I'm broke. Look,
yeah.
Look, there's a penny fell out my armpit.
The funny thing is about the dad from Paid in Full, the one who did that shit to him, I could never watch nothing else that he did in the rest of his acting career.
Damn.
Sick. Bitch,
damn.
He killed that kid, bro.
Damn, yo. so he was Joffrey before Game of Thrones?
Yo, he was the OG Joffrey?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even watch Game of Thrones and I know who he is.
Yeah,
because
see?
That's how universally hated,
he is. Thank you. I was so happy. Damn.
Yeah.
We about to talk about Game of Thrones 6 years later, but goddamn, I was so happy when that little bitch died. You know what I'm saying? Because he looked like a little baby too. Like he was like a little.
He
baby
looked like
king.
The evil baby from remember Passion of Christ, the one who played the devil when he was smiling.
Oh my God! That's such a specific.
He looked like him, but if he grew up.
He grew up.
Oh my God, dog!
Satanic black magic.
Nah, but now that I got y'all here, I gotta ask y'all, bro, because I've been, you know, I'm a native New Yorker.
Yes, sir.
I'm not supposed to say that, but you know, I was born and raised here, and I've been out in the city, bro.
Uh huh.
I've been out and I smell. Something happening in the air. The energy is different.
Uh-huh.
Even the air smell a little clearer, bro.
Let me tell you what that
and
is.
I see everybody walking around with the Knicks gear. Can you put me on, bro?
Yeah.
But I need you to put me on in simple terms.
The simple terms.
Don't talk to me about no layups, no half bounds.
Fuck all that.
No courts. I don't want to hear none of that. Tell
no
me what's
plus
happening.
Minus.
Exactly.
We not even.
No over unders, nothing.
None of that. This is not going to be no basketball talk. This is how I'm going to break it down. Do you know somebody that's in a relationship and they man ain't shit, and it's like you just seeing shorty and you're like, yo, you could do better, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she stays around.
Mm-hmm.
She stays there and she endures. You know what I'm saying? Even though he ain't shit, he's playing PlayStation all day, smoking weed. He ain't even trying to get a job.
Damn.
He's like, yo, you holding it down, shorty. I'm mad proud of you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's giving her encouragement to like keep her in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like enduring stress and hardship and heartbreak for mad years. Then out of nowhere, this guy, like, he tightens up,
starts acting different,
starts acting real nice, real right, you know what I'm saying, like positive, you know what I'm saying, like gives you props that are real, not just to keep you around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just everything is improving and you just see her being more happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's wearing shit that he bought for her. Like, oh, this is a softball jersey from high school. Like, I'm gonna wear it. Like, she's repping him.
She's showing up to the podcast in shorts.
You feel me? Like, she's just pulling up.
Yeah.
Like, she's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after all those years of bullshit, she was like, yo, I believe in you, bro. I believe that you could turn around. That's what the Knicks been doing. 20 years of straight bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, L after L after L, heartbreaking L's.
Mm-hmm.
Not regular L's like, yo, we down by 20 in the fourth quarter, bro. We're going to lose this game. Duh. Heartbreak. And now, we the ones breaking hearts. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks is out here frying Boston. Frying the Boston mm-hmm. Celtics, bro. Getting light-skinned Jason Tatum out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know, I know Jalen Hurts because, you know what I'm saying, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing all the handsome dudes at you.
I know them by stuff. So you see, I told you I saw a dude who blew smoke into LeBron's ear.
Yes, Lane Stevenson.
I know a dude who got he got an elbow to the face.
Ron Artest. Yeah, yeah. James Harden got elbow in the grip.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then there was another dude who like drove really far to fight somebody.
Matt Barnes.
You see? I know shit, bro.
See? There you go.
I'm a fucking basketball expert.
She knows ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we got a ball knower in our midst.
Yeah, next time you need to let me interview Katie Nolan, bro. We gonna both know what we're talking about.
And to top it off is Boston. Because, you know, New York versus
Boston.
Yeah,
okay, see,
Boston.
That I know. That I already know.
It's poetic.
Yeah, bro. After all these years, the team that we taken out mercilessly is the fucking Boston Celtics, bro.
That's why
everybody's turned the fuck up. You see motherfuckers on 7th Ave.
Yeah.
Don't go to 7th. Don't be on 7th Ave after the Knicks win the game.
So it's the next mayhem. Game is basically tonight.
tonight.
At the at the time of our recording.
Yes.
But by the time this episode airs, the game will have already...
The Knicks will have won in six.
Time this episode airs, the game will not have started yet.
Oh, shit.
Damn, fuck.
Game six is Friday.
Okay. Correction. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks will have be on the process of winning game six when this airs. You know what I'm saying?
We need that good juju, bro. We need, New York needs a little win.
We need
that. We're getting gentrified. We got fucking Mayor Adams, bro, whining. He's smoking more hookah than all of us collected. Yo, we've been suffering, bro.
It's so funny, bro. He, like, if you didn't know that Eric Adams was the mayor of New York City, he tweets like a bottle girl.
Yes.
Like, he tweets like a bottle girl. It was raining for like 3 days. He's like, this weather's so gross. Right? Like,
yo.
Like, it's not even no moves outside. Like,
speaking of Knicks Boston,
I don't know why I made him sound like Azalea Banks.
Yo,
that's how he sound like to me, bro. He sound like the Spanish bitches. Listen, who used to be an ESL with me.
He sound like Yahira, bro, when he took the veneers off.
The Spanish bitches in the little class. That's
Yo,
it's Belkis Adams.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's funny because that y'all mentioned that because of the whole Knicks Boston shit. This motherfucker tweeted out, fuck Boston.
No, he said Buck Faustin.
Yeah, Buck Faustin, which Faustin. Is what? Fuck Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the mayor.
The mayor.
Tweeted out Buck Faustin, bro. Like,
he's
novelty
such a degenerate.
T-shirt.
He wants to be cool so bad. So bad. Fucking loser.
Dude.
Oh my God, the bald Elon fucking Musk, bro.
Yo, yes.
They want to be cool so bad.
Herb-tastical. And it's crazy because it leads me to my next thing, which is the Knicks are due. I'm very happy. I've endured all this nonsense. But when you watch like the side talk videos after the game and like the viral shit, like people getting interviewed, it'd be a lot of drunk frat boys, bro.
I was going to say.
And I'm like, part of me is like, yo, y'all are ruining this for me.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I was on the side talk, like, I was with it at first, but like, side talk low key cursed the Knicks. That's my take. Side talk low-key cursed the Knicks because side talk is too overzealous. Like, they will go crazy after a single win.
What
and
win?
It's like, we're not even in the playoffs yet, dog. Like, you know,
you've been here before.
I get it. I feel like that would be me. After one W, it's like, why I don't game. This is why I don't game, Rainey, because I've always wanted... I'm a good shit talker. Mm. I can't play video games though. I've always wanted to like cosplay as one. So I wanted to find a female gamer, a woman who games.
Yeah.
And be the mouthpiece for her. Like, I can't play. You could play because I'm just not, I ain't shit.
Let's do
but
it.
I could talk a good one. You know why? Because I just be see what they be doing to the women in the chat rooms.
Oh.
They be fucking wilding on them.
Oh, dear.
So yeah, I need that. The lady gamers, I need them to hit me up.
Yo, I got you. I got mad resources for you. Bad bitches playing video games.
We got to drop her into like a Call of Duty lobby, bro, because that is the most toxic environment in the world.
And Liz would flourish because she is an expert level fryer. She is definitely cooking all them boys in that chat.
What? Bro, they would all mute their mics. You would just see like little X's like, yo, so-and-so has left the game. So-and-so has left the game.
Yeah, but it would only be to the people who are fucking terrible because there'd be some people saying some wild sick shit on there, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Some wild shit.
It's people saying wild sick shit on Side Talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Motherfuckers come from, hey, hold on. This is another reason Side Talk has cursed the Knicks because y'all not interviewing motherfuckers from the boroughs, or at least they don't make the final cut.
Yeah, it'd be like one dude.
Bro, it'd be motherfuckers from
Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yo, stop it, bro. You not from over here. And if you are from over here, you're not from the boroughs. You are from Horseheads, New York. That is a real place. And you live by the Mark Twain golf course, bro. You didn't even go to the garden to see the game.
Nah.
You was on 7th Ave waiting for the cameras like a thirsty bitch. You was waiting for the cameras like, I got my fucking jersey on,
bro. Yeah, bro.
This is going to be my time, bro.
Bro.
You got a hot bag?
Bro. Yo, come on, bro. Let me get right, bro, before the cameras come around.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, and also... They sitting there practicing words they have never used in front of their parents in their motherfucking life, dog.
No, definitely not.
Like, listen, white people, this has been talked about before. And Rainey brought up an excellent point in pre-pro. He was like, man, words used to mean things.
Yeah.
God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Can you expound on that a little more, my man?
Yeah.
Because shit is getting out of hand now.
Yeah, it's just...
to quote Jim Jones. It's just shit's getting out of hand
now. I'm tapping my foot in the snow. Yeah. Nah, it's you know, I've just been thinking about this shit, how like shit don't mean what it used to mean. Like, yo, there are some terms that I'm okay with. Like gooner, okay, fine. We can get away with that.
Good.
Goon used to mean criminal, by the way. Like goon used to mean like henchman.
Yeah.
So when motherfuckers first started saying like, yo, I'm a gooner or whatever, I'm like, what crimes have you committed? What are you talking about?
Well, gooning actually originated with, it was a soccer term.
The soccer hooligans.
The Arsenal gooners.
Yeah.
So I actually forget what came first. Those gooners or the goons in the streets.
The goons in the streets?
Definitely the goons in the streets.
Because, bro, every Styles P mixtape that I ever heard, Ghost in the Machine, Ghost in the Shell, they all are goon music. They all have goon music part one, part two. Music with a K, by the way.
So, you know, it's come a long way from rappers misspelling stuff on purpose to now white kids on fucking 4chan showing up on 7th Ave for the Side Talk interview talking about W Riz, bro, the Knicks did it. W chat, Boston is fried, chat. Boston, do you hear yourself?
Yo, what are you saying? Yo,
you 38 years old. You was born in 1968. You on 7th Ave with jeans on and John Cletta.
Come
bro.
On, son. Stop. And then the video comes out, gets edited, and then in the comments, yo, I crashed out. No, you didn't.
No, you did.
You went right back to your work at Fidelity Investments the next day, bro.
Yes.
Yo, cut it out.
You raised your voice 2 octaves fucking higher than you usually do.
Crash
you
out.
You cursed one time, whoa. Bitch. Oh, no. Somebody make way.
Bro, using crash out to assholes. Describe, just to describe like streamers getting angry, what are we doing
bro?
Crashing out means throwing your life away. And or your freedom away. Crashing out is quite literally what it is described as, right?
That's
like, you crash the fuck out. You are done. It's over. You're either dead or in jail for a long time. Mm-hmm. Crashing out is not a streamer getting upset and yelling in a room by himself.
That's not it, bro.
You know what crashing out is? Punching somebody and trying to break your arm because you don't even care about yourself that much.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You want to kill them so bad that you will break your arm in the process.
That part.
That is crashing out.
Crashing out is you are in a fight, you get slapped in the face, and you're like, you know what? Bow, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Crash out, like, in front of the camera, security cameras, bro. That's crashing out.
Yeah.
Yelling is not crashing out.
That's one of the worst parts of the internet, bro. This is why I love the internet, but I also hate it because it helped people cosplay different places.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers is from Ohio learning how to do a Baltimore accent. And now you in a fucking car talking about, yeah, you could take me too.
Like, me too.
Now you're talking
about forcing it.
Yeah, you're forcing it. It's like, you know, I'm about to hit the jangalang for the jack-a-manugit, and then I'm about to hit the... Can you hit the fangalang for the dangle-a-boochie? You don't know what that means.
Bro.
I don't know what that means.
Stop.
I'm not from over there.
Stop.
Stop
trying to talk like Lawrence Birney.
Yeah.
It's not for you. Also, stop trying to, like Liz said, stop trying to imitate regional accents, bro. Wherever the fuck you from, be that.
Yeah.
White people, it was very cool when you guys were just white. You know what I'm saying? Listening to Blink-182, talking about Gnarly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got a whole cornucopia of white people slang, bro.
You know what my favorite term is lately? White people went crazy when they made, get lost!
Get lost! Bruh, take a hike.
Take a hike.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, y'all got bangers,
those
bro.
Those shits go crazy, bro. Like, fucking, bro, get a load of this guy. Come on, dog. Like, that shit is beautiful.
Yeah.
You go back to that, bro. Like, what are y'all doing? All the young Yakubs. Talk to your uncles, you know what I'm saying? Talk to your problematic uncles and be like, yo, what slang was you using when you were protesting school integration?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What slang were y'all using back then?
Yeah.
Not slurs.
That feels like dangerous territory.
Jesus Christ, bro.
When you were standing behind Jerry Jones, unk.
Yeah.
Yelling at
that black girl. What kind of slang were y'all using? Go back to, maybe not that. Maybe go like 10 years in the future of that. Like 70s, 80s. Matter of fact, go watch, you know how fucking people don't call a show by its title. They just call it by the main character.
Yeah.
Go watch Archie Bunker and Al Bundy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck they were saying that slang, go use that.
Stick to your roots.
Stick to your roots.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to take it a step further, look at any Magic the Gathering cards from like 1994.
Yes.
Bro, all the white cards are and the black cards are insane. We got to clip this shit. The nerds are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. From that first set, it was very clearly like white is good, black is bad.
Oh,
so they would have like shit. They would have cards that were like, "Yo, white savior knight." And then they'd have black cards that were like Pit Monkey. It's like, yo,
what the fuck?
God damn. It's like the black pit of abyss and darkness. Like, bro. Yo, goddamn.
Yo, Pit Monkey is crazy because I definitely heard Clint Eastwood say that shit in the movie.
So yeah, go to Magic the Gathering's old catalog, look through some of those, and then and take your slang back.
Bruh, white people, stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Hold on,
you're
wait.
You're confusing yourself. You're confusing us, bro. Come on.
You got to hit the Homelander. Get off your fucking knees.
Yeah.
Yo, that's
what I'm saying.
Yo, Homelander bringing it back for y'all, bro. Homelander saying, bro, what I heard is, get off your fucking knees.
You fucking get ya.
You can't do that with lips.
Nah.
You can't. It's impossible.
You got to have the Yakubian beak, bro. Like, you gotta have the Mitch McConnell lip injections.
You gotta look like a toucan. just mad hard and flat.
You gotta get a lip reduction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro.
Oh my god. Bro.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Yo, and that's the shit. Cause yo, to say get off your knees properly, bro, you gotta go get a lip reduction, bro. You gotta go to Dr. Yakubia.
Yeah. Oh my god. You gotta go to Dr. Sesleman in Turkey and shit.
Yo.
I got a question for y'all. What's the first instance of that happening, right? Like, because we've made this reference before.
Yeah.
And I think the first time I ever heard it was when you brought that
sexy niggas get abducted. Sexy niggas get abducted. That sounds crazy,
bro. Stinky Fingers say using sexy as a pejorative.
Bruh.
Yo, I listen.
Hey, yo.
Yeah,
that's
like,
crazy.
Using sexy as like a... Yo,
like a bad thing?
Get out of here, you sexy ass.
Sexy He's like, ass motherfucker.
What are we doing?
Like, whoa.
So that's the first time I heard that as like a pejorative. So I'm curious, like, also, straight men's creativity when it comes to homophobic slurs is incredible. Incredible. White people, maybe take a page out of homophobes' books and just, you know, get a little more creative.
Make some
new shit up, you know? Sexy ass motherfucker. Look at this sexy ass dude over here.
Bro.
Get a load of this. Get a load of his sexy ass. Am I right?
You know, one of the first times, this was mad fucking long ago. One of my boys was like, yo, who's your homegirl? She's bad. And I was like, because she was a bitch. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean bad?
Like, what did she do?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the first time somebody had ever used that term, like, shorty's bad.
Yeah.
This was mad long ago. But realistically, I don't use none of the new slang.
No, me
because
neither.
I don't know who's lying to me. I don't know if they... I don't know if it's the younger kids who are actually coming up with new shit that I just don't understand, or it's white people hijacking shit and turning the words into something completely different.
That part.
So when it comes to Riz, I just leave that to the young people.
That's
it. I don't even play those games.
I don't Riz, I don't Mew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have Aura?
I don't.
I seen a.
Your aura's not on 100, bro?
Aura farming.
The aura farming?
Yep.
Yo, this picture has so much aura. And it's just Steph Curry dribbling a basketball?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Taylor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Taylor, like, I don't even know if you're a boy or a girl, dog. Your name is just Taylor.
Yeah, like, yo, I'm not looks maxing.
Nah.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing
Bruh.
That.
Bruh. Listen, and this is like a younger.
And I promise you, I'm sorry. There's older people listening to this and they're like, yo, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Looks maxing is when you are just constantly trying to look your best.
Yes.
So that.
Perpetual light skin face just,
you know what I mean?
You just always look like Jessica Alba just walked in and she's like scoping the venue.
Yeah, you know? You know, like just
Do you guys know what huzz means?
Hoes. Oh
my God. Yeah, okay. Isn't hoes like hoes? Like yeah. Women? Yeah.
All the kids are saying hoes now.
Yeah, yeah. Dog. Very it's creative. Crazy. Yo. Yeah, and you know it's really crazy when men is saying all the kids.
Yeah.
Men yeah, yeah. is the kids in this room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You men know is, what I'm saying? He's the youth.
Men is the bastion of, men is our fucking, our younger generation liaison. So if men is saying, yeah, all the kids are saying hoes now. Yep. You know?
Yeah. We're cooked.
We at that age where we're just like, yeah, I mean, that's what the kids are saying.
No doubt. Yo,
and
yeah.
like one thing that makes being from New York a little weird is that, yo, it's a lot of dick riders here, man. And motherfuckers don't want to admit it. Like, you, why are you 36 talking about, yo, she got the jaddy? Brother, hey, you have a union job.
Yo, you got a helmet with mad stickers on it.
You got a helmet with mad stickers on it. You have a Carhartt water bottle in your Nissan Altima that you just finished paying off since 2014. Yeah. You got grays in your chin. Leave some shit for the kiddos, bro.
Yo, facts.
I don't want to hear a 36-year-old man say she got the jaddy, bro.
Yo,
stop it, man. She got the jaddy. Please.
Yo, y'all ready to hump?
Yeah, like I'm not. If you trying to hunch, no. I'm trying to have sex like an adult. Yo. Talking about hunching. Shut up,
bro. The most you could go. Listen, as the ON, the cutoff is like, yo, I'm trying to beat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to smash. I'm trying to clap those cheeks. That's it.
Like, at some point, you gotta.
You gotta. There's a cutoff.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
There could be a little bit of overlap, but fam, you can't. Don't come into my fucking house being the same age as me and say a sentence to me that I don't understand. Because I'm going to take it as disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to have to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And still, you're going to kick you out.
Walkie for me is like,
you right there.
Because
I'm too old for walkie.
But walk, even that, right? Like, that's another one.
Yo, you move it, walkie.
What are you saying?
Yo, you move a walkie, you got some move attack.
But what I'm saying, but like, walk, yo, walk is like
safety, my heart.
Syrup.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that walk hard.
Say some people do that because they're trying to stay young, you know? They turn 40, they start using slang.
Yeah.
Or you trying to?
You can say me. That's fine.
Nah, I don't. I would never. I would not even be working here if you spoke like that, bitch. I would not even answer your fucking phone call if you spoke like that. Hell no. But I would say that there's some people who do that to relate to like a younger crowd.
Oh yeah.
And once you get to that age, bro, come on, bro. That's when they get cringe. This is what I was talking about the last episode. You can't let yourself get to the age where you wearing like white tees to hang with the cool kids. It's like, bro, now we got to look at what's going on internally. All right, why are you trying to relate to children, bro?
You 55 wearing off white. Stop,
dog. I was about to say,
si te queda, te queda.
Si te queda, te queda.
If it look nice, I'm just saying, if you're doing shit to appeal to a younger crowd,
yeah. Right.
If it's coming from your heart, do what you live your life. You know what I'm saying? Love is love, even when it comes to them. But if I turn 50 and I come sit in this chair with head-to-toe chrome hearts, y'all better beat the shit out of me on camera, bro.
Nah, we not. Yeah.
Y'all better beat the shit out of me on camera, bro, because if y'all see me coming in here, look at this. This is the 40-year-old YN outfit. I got a jersey on. I got a hat that matches the jersey. I got fatigues on. I got, you know what I'm saying, Wu-Tang sneakers, because anybody under the age of 20 is like, what's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I saw the t-shirt at Forever 21.
You got two band-aids on.
I got two band-aids on my leg.
Busting your shit because your eyesight getting bad.
That part.
Shit in the
hello.
Dog.
Always getting injured in the house.
Yeah,
you got I'm a fall risk. On. You know what I'm saying? I'm dressed appropriately for my age.
Fall risk.
Bro, Merrill, you be in some Looney Tunes ass situations, bro. Last season, he came in with the neck brace, you remember? I said, yo, what happened?
He ran into a tunnel that wasn't actually a tunnel.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I tripped over a stick of dynamite. And then
yo, an anvil fell on my head, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, I fell on my fucking neck, bro. I'm like, how the fuck you fall on your neck, bro?
Yo, I stepped on a rake.
Yeah. Yo. Yo, what happened? Nah, what happened was I was running through the house. Then somebody opened a burlap sack and I ran through it and disappeared.
Yo. This is fucking Bird. Trying to get this fucking bird out of my house. Motherfuckers mad fast. I'm chasing motherfucker down the stairs. Next thing you know, I trip over a wire and the big ass thing that say Acme fall on my head.
Yeah, bro. So I got crazy. A whole grand piano just fell on my shit.
I don't know where that shit came from.
Yo, this, but it's not that different from what really happened. You right. fell through your attic, bro? Like,
yo.
You fell through a hole in your ceiling?
Bro, like, so I didn't realize that, like, the entire attic wasn't a floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I could just step anywhere up here. This is another floor of the house. And little did I know that, you know, we live in America and they take liberties with construction. So there wasn't a piece of sheetrock on the part where I stepped, and I've stepped straight through some insulation and through the ceiling into my daughter's room. And she was like, ah! And she just had Dominican hairy ass leg with no shoes on.
Oh my
coming
God.
Through the, wiggling his toes through the ceiling. And she was like, ah, daddy. I was like, it's me.
Yeah.
It's daddy.
Yeah.
It's daddy's leg. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, you're just like, everything's okay, honey. Everything's going to be
fine. It's fine.
No, it's fine. It's just me, baby. It's just me. Hold on. Let me just
hold on. Let me get this roofing nail out of my scrotum. Hold on.
Oh my God, dude.
In 30 years, she's going to be in therapy and they're going to be like, where did it all start? Yeah. Like, he was supposed to be protecting me, but he was
the
one.
Through
the
ceiling.
A victory light. A victory light.
Have you ever seen like your dad in an embarrassing position?
Yo.
That shit loses, like, I don't think she has any more trust in you, bro.
Bro,
she's not going to expect you to defend her anymore.
That I worry about that because to me, my dad was like, yo, invincible man.
Yeah.
Until one day I seen him in the bathroom. And he was about to turn the shower on. And you know how like that one drop, I told you I had this story before, that one drop of water falls out of the shower head and it's mad cold. He was in there booty butt ass naked and he was just like turning around to fuck with the shower caddy, get his shit.
Yeah.
And that one drop of water just said, bloop, on the like on the middle of his back, he said, I can't the call. I was like, bro, was that acid? Come on, he's like, yo. Like, yo, bro, he reacted like he got shot in the back. I was like,
yo.
I was like, bro, I thought he was tough. Yeah. I turned the camera like, you be all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tough, right?
Tough, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, nah, man. Yo, listen, white kids, stick to the little white things that y'all doing. Don't be chasing whatever TLC said. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
And
don't go
caves.
Chasing waterfalls. Yes, yo, the caves. Yo.
Real quick sidebar. You know how you thought that Lil Kim was just drinking soda mad fast?
Yeah.
Speaking of TLC, I thought that they were all in love with the same man by the name of Jason Waterfalls.
Oh, no.
I thought that they were all singing, don't go, comma, Jason Waterfalls. And I was like, damn, Jason got W Riz, bro. He got three bad bitches begging him not to go.
Yeah.
How do I get like Jason Waterfalls?
Jason Waterfalls.
I blame George Bush.
Yeah.
I blame George Bush.
Yo.
Obviously, you was one of them.
I
one of them who got left behind.
I was. It's true.
I didn't even hold you, bro. I was a dumbass fucking kid, bro. I used to think, if you think now, like back on your process as a child, it's like, yo, kids are fucking stupid.
Mad dumb.
We used to go out and drive into the world, and I thought that the numbers on the houses were the numbers you could dial to call them.
I remember
every time we would leave, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to fucking remember somebody's number. I'm going to drive by a house. I'm going to look at a really nice door, and I'm going to remember. And then I would go home and dial three fucking numbers. And be like, damn, bro, nobody phone working.
Nobody's phone working.
Oh, my God.
These niggas is broke. They ain't got no phones.
Damn, just a son. Dumbass kid,
yeah,
bro.
I'm just really happy that none of your neighbor's address was 911. You know what I'm saying?
No, I learned that one. I live next to the 75th precinct, bro. I was more scared of the cops than the drug dealers. What are you talking about?
Yo, oh, my God. White kids, stay white, yo, because y'all elders are confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're very confused. CEOs don't even want to be CEOs no more. You know what I'm saying? The CEO that got smoked, his boss is like, yo, you know what? I'm going to step down.
Mm.
Why, sir? Personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Personal reasons.
Is that what he said? He said it was for personal?
Personal reasons, okay. Meaning I'm shook to death.
Nah, I'll tell you exactly what happened. He got a fucked up, crusty, dirty-ass VHS in the mail.
Oh.
And then he popped that bitch in and it was a Joker tape.
Oh, shit.
And it was just it was Dax from Canada on the tape, like, I don't want to kill you. You complete me. Like, and he's like, nah, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. Shit.
Yo, that'll do it.
Yo, Joe, you wanna be CEO? I bet you got
it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, that's happening. He stepped down. He don't even want to be a white guy no more. He probably want to move to Puerto Rico and make a reggaeton album, bro. Yeah.
We like, don't need no more of that. We don't need no more white reggaeton.
No, we don't. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather them stay CEOs.
Stay CEOs. Get your, you know what I mean, your noggin pop, you know what I mean? And let Setch make the reggaeton. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Another white, old white man is trying to not be white is fucking Trumpito. T. Draco is out here in Saudi Arabia. Bro, he's visited the Gulf states. He lifted the sanctions in Syria. He's dubbing Israel and Netanyahu. He had his bottom bitch Elon with him while he's doing all these visits. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'd be surprised if he don't come out with the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas go to jail, they come out with a koofy.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he don't come back koofied up.
That shit will set on fire, bro.
I feel like Trump's not that far behind from Biden in terms of, like, the dementia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just waiting. Like, but I feel like the Trump administration is better about, like, covering that shit.
Giving him Vyvanse?
Yeah.
Better about that?
Making sure he on his Lexapro and shit.
That ass.
Bro, like, I think, like, any day now, bro, I'm just waiting for Trump to show up at a rally and be like, I've consulted the amulet. The mothership has informed me that Xenu is imminent.
Yo, hold on. What mothership?
I'm getting there. These CNN guys, they're just so rude. 10 trillion years of peace and prosperity await us from the far side of the cosmos. Once we broker trade negotiations,
Mr. President,
with the Globulon Empire.
Mr. President, is this the same Globulon Empire that tried to get Murrow on the ship?
That is indeed the same empire. I don't know why he wouldn't get on the ship. He just had to get on the ship. We'll finally fulfill the prophecy as it was foretold in the Scroll of Methuselah.
Bro, everybody that don't gotta sound act far
like that. Everybody gotta act like that shit made sense. Didn't you just say, all right, man?
Yeah, fuck it. John in Kentucky, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll tell you what. He made a lot of sense. The amulet, I saw when I used to watch Masters of the Universe with He-Man and Chitara.
That's true. I remember. We was there.
It was the Thundercats.
We was there.
Had an amulet. And they use that amulet for prosperity. And I think that Donald Trump is America first, just like Lionel was and just like He-Man was. And you know what they got in common? They're two strong white men.
That's true. True strong white men, kind of like that orgy back at Cousin Larry's. Listen, we were just talking about this the other day.
That's right.
At the weekly orgies at Cousin Larry's ranch. That's right. That's what that light was in the sky, the Globulon mothership. I don't know why to this day Meryl didn't get on the ship. He could have just got on the ship.
Yo, hello? Pick it up.
Hello?
Yo, why you keep saying that? Every time I talk about that fucking shit, why I'm rapping in this shit? Why y'all keep saying that shit, bro? Yeah. I just did it to save my family. The Firefest dude sucked dick for water. I did way less, and y'all still slandering me in my name.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Oh, my God, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, Trump wouldn't be so bad if he didn't have a fucking army of dickheads who deadass believed everything he said. He's like, you'll see him say some shit and then you'll see somebody behind him visibly uncomfortable at what he just said because it's so fucking dumb. And that you could just see, like, they get so uncomfortable, they're just like, bro, that's your legacy, bro.
That is,
that's gonna be your legacy.
Yeah.
And you were saying he's not far off from Joe Biden, because as he's doing this, like, Middle East visit shit, like going over there, shaking hands, you know what I mean, pulling on foreskins, there's video of him straight napping, lunching, bro. Like, he's sitting next to, like, the MBS, and they sitting up there on thrones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Getting asked, you know what I mean, doing whatever the fuck they doing out there. And he's just like,
nodding the fuck off, bro.
looking like Poppy on the 4 train, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yo, Bond, you know, your father, I knew him. He was a good guy.
Yeah, no, he was,
touched my dick one time, but that was not.
But it was all right. It was all right,
bro. It was because the Globuline aliens came.
The Globulines, they came through with that hot intergalactic bag.
You know, Bond, that shit got me right, bro. Made me a little freaky, freaky tone. You know?
Imagine, like,
I'm going to light up this crack. Oh, hey, what's up, 15-year-old Mike? How you doing? Oh, that's my buddy. That's Mike. You on your way to school, Pond? That's good. You want to stay in school?
That's good.
Smart kids.
Yeah.
Yo. But yo, he's trying not to be white. And he's, I feel like he's trying to replace himself. He's trying to not be white and then bring in more white people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you brought that up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. About the immigration shit. Because he's getting everybody else out of here, mm-hmm. but he's making imports of a certain kind.
He done deported thousands of fucking black and brown people, and then he just brought in a bunch of white South Africaners. He just brought 59 of them bitches into the United States. And these motherfuckers, unfortunately, they are some of the worst racist people you will find.
They like the Michael Jordan of hatred,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's like we're... It's like the United States is racist, but white South Africans, bro, ooh. They taught us what this shit was.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's, this entire process literally is so triggering, bro, because it reminds me of Trujillo so much.
Yeah.
When Trujillo had that he slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Haitians in 1937, shortly after brought in a bunch of white Jewish women to procreate the Dominican Republic, to make it a whiter society.
Yep.
He gave them land, he gave them animals, he gave them everything. Same shit happening in 2025 in the United States of America.
Yeah,
this shit is insane.
It's ridiculous, especially when you consider, like, they playing in our face, bro. Like, there's no way, you can't convince me that this is for the betterment of America, for a better country or whatever, considering, like, on the same continent, you got mass Sudanese people caught in the crossfire of a fucked up civil war, mm-hmm. who also need asylum, who also are fleeing actual persecution. Yep. Like, to call white South Africans victims of genocide is fucking comedy.
It's literally comical,
it is,
bro.
Like, please, bro. It's ridiculous. So, like, we're not enough, bro. Like, if you believe the shit that Trump is telling you, then you deserve to be as stupid as you are. You are 100% one of the children that got left behind. I got left behind too, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm talking about is y'all motherfuckers falling for blatant fucking propaganda.
Yo.
To validate going to war with a certain type of people, but then importing others. Like, give me a fucking break.
That shit is crazy.
It was never about that. It was never about that. Because we would have had the same energy for the Sudanese. We would have had the same energy for the Congo. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's very clearly,
come on now,
about what it's about.
Like you said, he's using the Trujillo playbook. But you also brought up a very other good point. You know what I'm saying? Because we had Chiose on, you know what I'm saying? And we were talking about, like, policy. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Politics. How to get, you know what I'm saying, things done on a local level, on a state level, on a federal level. What are some things that we could do, Liz? You know what I'm saying? What laws?
White women cannot cry.
Oh.
They can't cry in public.
Damn.
Whoa.
White women cannot cry in public for no fucking reason.
That one's dark.
Wow.
That one's dark.
Yo, yeah.
We should also ban dogs.
Oh, shit.
Get dogs the fuck out. I don't care how cute they are. Get them the fuck
out. Wow.
No animals, no cats, no foreign exotic fucking hamsters or lizards. Ooh. No pet ownership, bitch. Deal with the actual humans outside, you fucking asshole.
She gonna be crying like Wesley Snipes when she gotta deport Ducey.
First of all,
when she gotta deport Ducey back to France.
First of all,
yo, it's Ducey, live from
Seacoast. The first
is a black
animal supermax.
Wait, what? What he said?
The first animal supermax prison.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Duce is a black Dominican. He ain't going nowhere. First of all, okay? Duce is, he's going to be right with us.
Yes.
Yo, shout out to Henny. He's good. You know what I'm saying? His name is Henny. You know what I'm saying? That is very ethnic.
He is a white dog, though.
He's brown. You know what I'm saying?
I just saw a picture of him. He's white.
He got brown spots.
He's white.
if he did 23andMe, there'd be like some Nigerian in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
all right. We'll let him cook.
What color are his paws?
Yeah,
exactly.
They're brown. That's how you know. It's like the nipples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that.
Yo. Yo, that shit is so stupid.
Yeah, I think you're right. If they do shit like that, like white women can't cry in public, you can't have dogs everywhere in the world, the prison population would shift overnight. They'll be like, yo, we got to get all these black and brown people out of here and make room for these white women.
Yeah.
You know, they start doing, they're not making license plate. They're not making chairs. They just crocheting and making like weird recipes with yogurt. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that
might not work out. Oh, you know what else we should fucking ban if you really want them to act right?
Yelp.
Yes.
Yo!
Yes. That, hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah, Rady.
Yeah.
But also, don't let nobody make bread from scratch.
Take
away all the machines. Look, I just seen. It's the Spaniard tick. Just flared up.
Take away all the yeast.
Take away all the yeast.
Get rid of the
flour, bro. No more fresh bread for these bitches. That's what's making them fucking wild in the street.
Listen to me. Liz said it. It's law. Focaccia is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't you dare try to put rosemary in some dough.
Yo, mm-hmm.
You bitch. You know what I'm saying? Go to the supermarket like the rest of us.
Felonious focaccia is crazy. That's actually crazy. Felonious focaccia, bro?
That sounds like a Nickelodeon cartoon episode, bro.
That sounds like a Hey Arnold episode, bro.
Yo, for real?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, ban guns.
Oh, yeah.
Ban white men getting fired from their jobs so they don't kill themselves and their families.
Yes.
What else? What else can we do?
You can attack the problem at the root. You see, if we get rid of the places that these people thrive, then they will no longer find community. For example, all we have to do is do away with Gymshark.
They're out of here. Yep. Yo, if they close every Bass Pro Shop.
That's right.
It's over. Where the white men going to go?
That's right. Ban Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. Out of here.
Woo! Oh, damn. Those Hey Dude shoes.
Hey Dude shoes, yes. The slip-on fake really wallabies.
To the root of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Also, any needlessly dangerous outdoor activity.
Yes.
Base jumping, free climbing, skydiving.
Cage finding.
Cave diving, yes. Bruh, what's that shit when you just put the stupid suit on and jump off a cliff?
Oh, with the squirrel suit?
Yeah.
No, hold on, champ. That one kind of fire, champ. Hold on. Hold on, champ. I might have to do a little squirrel flying in my life.
Crazy.
That shit look crazy.
Nigga, I've been squirrel flying since 97.
Hey, Slim.
With PCP.
Bro, he did that shit in the Dark Knight, and I said, I gotta do that. I said, I gotta do that shit once in my life.
Christopher Nolan just said, got him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we just gotta get all the white beloved brands out of here.
Tightrope walking?
Unless they want to sign a deal with Victory Life. Hey. Otherwise, we gotta get them out of here.
You know what I'm saying? So Bass Pro Shops, if y'all want to sponsor this shit, we'll talk about fishing lures for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I love fishing. I've fished my whole life.
Oh, fishing is incredible.
My dad used to take us shipping,
fishing and shipping.
Brain. Communicate with your fucking mouth when you're trying to talk, bitch. I'm sorry. My dad used to take me fishing, but we used to go to the piers, and it was like a Canarsie, bro.
Yo, make some noise.
Shout out to Poppy. That is the most Dominican shit.
Yo, we going down to the boat basin.
Shout out to Poppy for taking Liz Bell to catch Guyanese crip fish, bro.
Hell yeah.
Guess what, man.
We used to have a fucking blast, bro. So do what you can with what the fuck you have, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Your kids fuck with you either way.
That part, you motherfuckers. Listen, be yourself. You cowards. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And that's all. You know what I'm saying? Let's fucking go, Knicks. Rainier Valle, Liz Bell Ortiz, Super Vision New York City, Mid Train, the Freaky Man, goddammit, producer of the year. Of course, the audio god. Hassan Insane. And Queens, get the money. Redacted.
In the building. Yeah. Listen, you just got to let me do the static. Every time it's brought up, we got to do in the building, man. You already know what it is. Man, everybody, real quick, make some noise for.
We also got Arturo back in the building for the first time. Yeah.
Arturo's here in person, bro. He's
and
out
we
to
got the
Gooden.
Motherfucking. Can we say her name?
No.
No?
No, we got. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought.
You talking about Nini Benini?
Yeah, Big Nina. Big Nina. T in a building. You know what I'm saying? If you see fire graphics, she did that. Yo, I don't know why I did the Trapaholics voice for you, but yo, she deserves it.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shorts, edits, long form. You need it? We got it. It's Big Nina T in the building.
There you go, Nina. You ever decide to rap, you got to drop.
You got to drop. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Victory like your house. Yeah. We'll be right back.
A victory like. A victory light.